This is a recording of the article Monofilament Line, published in wikipedia.org. The URL for the encyclopedia is http://en.wikipedia.org, the world's free encyclopedia. The article date is 7:58 Eastern Time, February 27, 2006. Monofilament lines have been around for years and are commonly used as fishing lines. In fact, monofilament lines are the most popular type of fishing lines used today because of their strength and low cost. They are made by melting and mixing polymers and feeding the end product through tiny holes, forming the line, which is then spun into spools of various thickness. Discarding monofilament lines present a serious environmental issue. The lines are extremely difficult to spot when submerged in water, making it possible for fish, birds, and other marine life to easily become entangled. Monofilament lines also present a risk to swimmers and scuba divers. History. DuPont made public in 1938 that their company had invented nylon. This new invention led to a brand new group of synthetic superpolymers that is commonly used in textiles today. In 1939, DuPont began marketing nylon monofilament fishing lines. However, braided dacron is another name for a type of plastic lines that could be used in large range of reels, including newly introduced spinning and spin casting tackles. Stern's monofilament line soon became the fisherman's favorite fishing line because of its ease of use. New materials, for example Spectra or Dyneema, are finding growing use in monofilament lines.